This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً اتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, why the masajid is filled in Ramadan and emptied out after Ramadan? There must be a reason for this. Compare Salatul Taraweeh, the Salah which we observe after Isha, which is not mandatory. It's actually recommended. If you don't pray, it actually you're not a sinner. And compare Salatul Isha after Ramadan. Compare Fajr now and Fajr after Ramadan. There must be a reason. A lot of brothers and sisters, and I say this respectfully, don't understand the concept of al-ubudiyyah. That when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're like a bird with a head and two wings. The head, you're worshiping Allah because you love Allah. He's the one who created you. He given you the life that you have. He's the one who given you the health, the wealth, the children, the position, the status, the name. Don't be like Qarun when he said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I got it because of my knowledge, because of myself. That is why Allah said to him, keep it then. Keep it. He's sinking in earth, sinking with an S as we speak. That's his punishment in the grave, is to dive in earth because of his arrogance. Because he refused to admit, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Any bounty that you have, it came from your Creator. وَهَذَا مَبْعَثُ الْمَحَبَّةِ. And this is why you love Allah. إنسان جُبِل عَلَى حُبِّ. We were fashioned to like those who give us, to love those who give us. Allah created us this way. فالمحبة is the head. But there are two wings that you must fly with to Allah. Fear and hope. What a lot of Muslims assume, oh, I fasted, I prayed Taraweeh, this is good enough, let's take off now. Let's take a break. This is a big issue. One of the most beautiful things about the concept of worship in Islam is the truly unique way in which it incorporates the feeling of love, fear, and hope within the heart of the worshiper of Allah. And look at the people who went astray, and we say this respectfully, Ikhwa, went astray from the true concept of monotheism. They took an excessive approach to one of those three. Take our neighbors, for example, and again, we should say this respectfully, the Christians are our neighbors. They went too far with the concept of love. And they abandoned fear. Allah mahabba yullak. Love, grace. Imagine they upgraded that concept that Allah came down to sacrifice himself or his son for you, according to them. Excessive. La. Allah doesn't have to do this, according to the monotheistic religion. Look, also, Yahud, too much hope. And by the way, talking about Christians, we have in Islam, a sect, extreme Sufis, the sect which is promoted, the brand of Islam which the West want to promote. And these countries over there, Arab Emirates and these Zaytunas and these guys, with Sufism, they want that brand of Islam. They don't want fear. Go and attend the khutbah in a country called the United Arab Emirates, you will never hear one single hadith about the fear of Allah. It's all about love. وتجد عندهم واحد منهم يقول لك إيه, and they attribute this to a very righteous lady who a lot of the scholars said she never said that. Imagine that statement. Oh Allah, if you know that I worship you because of Jannah, don't give me Jannah. Imagine somebody will say that. When the Prophet ﷺ said to one of his companions, حولها ندندن, But all that dua that we make is about getting Jannah. And, oh Allah, if you know that I worship you because I'm afraid of your hell, put me in hell, Ya Rab. شوف الكلام. بالله عليك ده كلام يقال. هو is very flashy. Very nice. But لا يساوي جناح بعوضة في ميزان الشرع والدين. I worship you because I love you. لا. You see, worship, servitude to Allah is a combination of the three. You cannot take an extreme approach to any of them. Love must be there. Hope must be there. Fear must be there. The three together at the same time. الرأس المحبة رأس حادي إلى الله. المحبة is like the head navigates you to Allah, makes you always traveling to Allah. Because المحب يسافر لمن يحب. If you love Allah, you're going to travel to Allah always. You're going to find the way to God always in your life. How can I get to God? I love God. He given me good things. I love Him. How can I? Oh. Fear is like a whip. Oh, He punishes. If you mess up, He punishes. Hope. Be optimistic. شوف اليهود. Too much hope. ماذا قالوا؟ وقالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودة. We're only going to go to hell for the number of days we worship the calf in the absence of Musa. 40 days. That's it. And then we're going to go back to Jannah. وما يدريك؟ Fear, look الخوارج في ملتنا. يكفرون بالكبيرة. There is a sect in Islam, by the way. If you commit a major sin, you're a kafir. Too much fear. ويحملون هذه الأحاديث وهذه النصوص على الخوف من الله. لا. هو الجمع يا إخوة. The combination between the two. Between the three of them. Let me just focus on fear and hope because this is related to the question which I asked at the very beginning. When should you... Like we said, you have two wings, you're flying with Allah, to Allah with them. Like this. Listen, if those two wings are not balanced, or they are broken, one of them is down, imagine yourself a bird. Shaytanul jinn is going to get you. Shaytanul ins is going to get you. Your nafs is going to get you. You're not going to fly anymore. The enemies are going to get you. But as long as you're flying like this, they are away from you. You're traveling back to Allah with that heart. The question here, متى تغلب الخوف على الرجاء? When should be the wing of fear a little bit above hope? Like you do like this, you know? Sometimes you may do like this to fly better. Fear is a little bit up. Fear what? When you commit a sin. Someone who is sinful, he doesn't pray, and he is hopeful. What do you mean? Allah said, if you don't pray, you're in trouble. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to give him a simple reminder, come back, a little test, he will raise it. Why me? Why me? While he's in the vicinity of the sin. Look at the ummah now. The Muslims are crying. Why the Muslims are going? Look at al-mukhalafat. Look at the sins in the ummah. Riba, usury, adultery, severing the kins, all type. ونسأل. Why? When you sin, also brothers and sisters in Islam, and that answer the question that I asked, when you're about to complete an act of worship, always ask yourself this question. Did Allah accept your Ramadan or not? Because this is what matters at the end of the day. You can do as much as you want, but what matters? Did Allah accept it? Listen, differentiate between the validity of the act and the acceptance of the act. If you come and tell me, I fasted, I did this and this, I tell you, your act is valid. Dawn to sunset, valid. But whether Allah accepted or not, I don't even know whether Allah has accepted me or not. How am I going to answer that to you? Look, when you complete the salah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Astaghfirullah. Thrice. Oh Allah, forgive me. Wallahi, you deserve something much better than this. Here I am standing in the salah, and my brain is like a central processing unit, CPU, thinking about everything related to this world. Again, it's like someone that you love so much, you know, and you want to go and buy him a real nice, precious gift, لله المثل الأعلى, present, لله المثل الأعلى, and you don't have money. All what you have is $1. And you love him so much, you would like to give him the world, but you can't. So you go, Ya Rab, can you please, can you accept this from me, please? Wallahi, I love you, I wish I have more. هذا استغفر الله هذه هذا والخوف. وذاك شوف مع الصوم, look at the sunnah of صوم. You know what استغفر الله for the fasting person? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما قال عبد الله بن عباس فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم زكاة الفطر. Some of us give zakat al-fitr, those $12, or give the money, and we don't get the significance of it is. Why? مَطْهَرَةٌ لِلصَّائِمِ مِنَ الرَّفَثِ وَاللَّغُ. So that sum of money that you give to the poor and the needy at the end of the month of Ramadan, one of it is significance that you're saying astaghfirullah. This is supposed to purify the flaws, the shortcomings that you had throughout the month. هذا هو. One of the times, brothers and sisters, because listen, if you admire what you have done, if you think what you have done is enough, that is why a lot of Muslims don't show up after Ramadan. Because they think that's enough. No more. Meanwhile, how do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this from you? وفي أثر حقيقة للأمانة العلمية في سندي كلام حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها سورة المؤمنون chapter called المؤمنون the attributes of the believers. So one of these attributes Allah says والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. One of the attributes of the believers that those who give مَا هَذِهِ لَيْسَ لَهَا جِنْس. It doesn't identify which type they give, good or bad. Those who they give what they give. Now there is a chance that this is a good thing or a bad thing. While they are afraid. So when they do what they do, they give what they give, they are afraid that they are going to go back to Allah. عائشة رضي الله عنها حملت المعنى على المعصية. This is the obvious meaning. عائشة رضي الله عنها, she said, are those, O Messenger of Allah, who commit adultery, who steal, who sin, and they will be afraid that in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold them accountable for what they have done? He said, La ya Aisha, La ya bint as-siddiq. No. The true believers are those who pray, who fast, and they are afraid that it was not accepted because of something in their amal, niyyah. ألا يأتي يوم القيامة أناس. Imagine the first three individuals in the day of judgment from this ummah will be thrown into hell. حافظ عالم رجل جواد شهيد according to us. ما زج بهم في النار. Why did they go to hell? Defect in the amal. How do you know? How do you know? ولذلك إياك أن تتوقف. ولذلك the person who is truly possesses these three components in a fair, balanced proportions, he will not stop but after Ramadan, because he doesn't know. وذلك شوف هذا. وعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. Worship your Lord until death comes to you. هذا هو معنى اليقين, ليس كما فسره الصوفية. يقول لك اليقين, أنا يقين, I don't have to pray, أنا خلاص خاص الخواص وكلام كده مخلوط. طب when should you have the wing of hope high up? When you die. When you're on the bed of death, you're about to leave this world. ولذلك حتى تفهم ان هذه العبادة القلبية إخوة, these servitudes which really related to the heart, this is all about the heart here, do matter greatly. في سنن الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله, حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال, he said, دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم على شاب وهو يحتضر. One day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم entered into a house where there is a young man, شاب, young man, dying. He is going through the agonies of death. فسأله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked him, كيف تجدك؟ How do you feel? قال, he said, والله يا رسول الله, by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, أرجو الله وأخاف ذنوبي. My great hope is in the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah, and I'm afraid of my sins. He said to him, لا يجتمعان في قلب عبد في هذا الموضع في هذا الموطن إلا وأمنه الله مما يخاف وأعطاه ما يرجو. No believer will unite those two the way that you stated them at this time unless Allah will give him what he hoped for and will protect him from that which he fears. ولذلك يا إخوة, the people who sit around someone who is dying must have that fiqh. سليمان التيمي, one of the أعلام الحديث, when he was dying, one of the predecessors who actually narrated عن أنس, يعني سنده سليمان التيمي أنس الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني تاني طبقة في الحديث. He used to have a son whose name is المعتمر. When he was dying, he called upon his son and he said, يا معتمر حدثني بالرخص. Talk to me about the forgiveness of Allah. Talk to me about the mercy of Allah and the expansive, the how expansive it is, so that I can be included in it. وفي أثر يا إخوة أخرجه ابن أبي شيبة في مصنفه, when أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه was dying, was in the bed of death, he called upon his children and he said to them, يا بني, my children, اذكروا لي صاحب الرغيف. Talk to me about the man of the loaf, the companion of the loaf, the loaf of bread. قالوا يا أبانا وما صاحب الرغيف. They said, our father, who is صاحب الرغيف? Who is that companion of the loaf? حكى قصة. بينما راهب من بني إسرائيل, one of the monks from بني إسرائيل who used to be on توحيد, by the way, on Islam, on لا إله إلا الله, عيسى رسول الله. We know that some of them escaped the persecution of the Pauline theology at a certain time. They are followers, true followers of Prophet Isa, but the mainstream religion at the time, like now, they wanted to promote that extreme Sufis in the world, so they just kicked those guys out, get out of here, otherwise we're going to kill you. Said, okay, we're just going to go out to the monasteries. That's why Qissa Juraij, those are people in Tawheed. True followers, they escaped the persecution of shirk, of the mushrikeen. Like Qissa Ashab al-Kahf, like the companions of the cave, exactly. They went to the cave and they slept for years. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this monk, هذا الراهب, 7 years, وفي لفظ 60. And he used to have a habit every week, he would come out of his sanctuary, monastery, and he would go shopping his food. He doesn't want anybody to do anything for him. He's self-sufficient. فسبحانallah, he's walking. Allah beautified a woman in his eyes. He ended up spending 7 nights of adultery with her. So imagine 7 years of constant, continuous worship. ما العصمة هذه من الله يا إخوة. والله إياك أن تغتر بتقواك. والله dare you think that you're protected. والله Allah will protect you. Allah enough, he will leave you to yourself. وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. Oh Allah, do not let myself take charge of me the blink of an eye. Ya Rabb, help me. Help me. شوف سبحان الله, worshipping Allah 7 years to spending 7 nights with a prostitute. He woke up, شعر بالذنب. He felt really the regretfulness and he decided to do something very interesting. He legislated upon himself that I will take one step, I will go down in the ground prostrate and say Astaghfirullah. Imagine, he kept doing this for a whole day. Take step in the ground, astaghfirullah. No, sometimes the dhanb yuharrik. The sins sometimes move. He got so tired, it's about sunset. So he ended up with a group of masakeen, 12 of them, needy people. They group and they meet in this particular location. Some righteous, wealthy person comes and he distributes 12 loaves of bread to each one of them every day. زي البانتري كده. فهي was standing with them, so the man didn't pay attention. He given him one loaf. He brings exactly 12. So one of the people did not, one of the needy did not get his loaf because this monk got the loaf. It's dark. Nobody sees anybody. So he went to the righteous person. Ya hada, I didn't get my loaf today. He said, I given everybody. And he left. Imagine the monk, he went. And he said, ya hada, hada raghifuk. Imagine, he's hungry. He hasn't eaten the whole day. So he went to the needy person who is supposed to get that loaf. And he said, here is your loaf. ومات من ساعتي. And then he falls dead. He dies. Imagine this. في الحديث, they place the 70 nights of adultery in the scale, in one pan of the scale, and the 70 years of worship in the other pan. The 70 nights of adultery outweighed. 70 years of ibadah. 7 years. Then they place that act. That act, the loaf, in the pan, in front of these 7 years, 7 nights, 7 days of adultery, that act outweighed. One act. You could be worshipping Allah, the message here, you could be worshipping Allah for years, and you're waiting for one act. And quite frankly, by the way, I want to tell you something. The fact that you're still living, you're supposed to be after this act. And you never know, by the way. You never know. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَظِّمُ الْأَجْرَ فِي الْعَمْلِ. Imagine a prostitute again. We go back to prostitutes. Again. Went to Jannah because of giving a drink to a dog. أنت تتخيل أنت الموضوع؟ امرأة تتاجر بعرضها. She goes to Jannah because of a dog. Some of us belittle the dogs. Giving a drink. تعلمون القصة. So you never know. So you cannot stop after Ramadan. You have to carry on. Because listen, at the end of the day, by the way, only one act will get you to Jannah. And by the way, not because of the act, because of your hope in Allah. That Allah will accept that act from you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Can I kindly ask the brothers to move forward? We're filling in the back and we need more space. Some of the brothers are sitting on the stairs. Please, if you can move, close the gaps, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, a lot of us will come out tonight hoping that this is Laylatul Qadr. And there is nothing wrong with that. يعني في سنن الترمذي ذر بن حبيش رضي الله رحمه الله, one of the predecessors, he asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, يا ابن مسعود, when is ليلة القدر? When is that night of tower? ليلة القدر is a night in which you make dua, your dua is accepted. You perform certain acts, you will be written worshipping Allah for 7 years, for 83 years and some month. فضلها عظيم. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said to Dhir ibn Hubaysh, رحمه الله, إذا قمت الدهر أدركتها. If you pray tahajjud every single night for the whole year, you will get it. Again. فذر بن حبيش went to أبي بن كعب. ألا تسمع ما قال صاحبك? Have you heard what your companion said? He said, إن ابن مسعود لا يريدكم أن تتكلوا. Ibn Mas'ud doesn't want you to just do ittikal. What is ittikal? That you come Laylatul Qadr, the night of the 27th, and then we don't see you. He wants you what? ولكنه, he was there when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, it is the night of the 27th of the month. But be careful. The Prophet named certain signs in the morning. This does not mean it is the 27th. هذا لا يغير ما قلناه سابقا. It is in the odd, the last 10 nights of the month. But there is potential that it is the 27th. Because the Prophet mentioned that وَعَلَامَاتُهَا, and the sign that when you wake up in the morning, you walk out, the sun is like the moon. Very clear, no rays. فَنَرْجُ اللَّهِ, we come to make dua. But the message, brothers and sisters in Islam, that I want to give here is, if you want your dua, your supplication tonight to be accepted, قدم عملا. Give something. Do something before it. Don't just rely on the verbal invocation of Allah. The verbal supplication, no. Don't say, Ya Rab. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ شوف إبراهيم. قَدَّمَ بَيْتًا لِلَّهِ. He built a house for Allah. And then he made the dua. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. فَلَا تَأْتِ اللَّيْلَ. Do not come tonight without doing something material. قَدِّمْ. Give something. Do something good with the dua. شوف. إِنَّهُمْ. In reference to al-anbiya, the prophets, the context. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. They used to hasten to do good deeds. Feeding the people, helping the community, helping the ummah. And then, oh Allah. وَعَنَّ قِصَّةَ إِخْوَ عَجِيبَةَ. I close with it. Three individuals found themselves inside that cave. Huge rock. Locked it. Push, no way. Their manpower cannot get them out of there. The only one who can get them out is Allah. And the only way for them to come out is if they invoke Allah. But before they made the invocation, the three of them came up with deeds out of this world. Deeds out of this world. Look at the first one. أَنَا مَا رَأَيْتْ بَارًا لِأُمِّهِ مِثْلَ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. If you scan the books to find someone who is really dutiful to his parents like this man. A shepherd. Every day he goes to shepherd and he comes back. The first thing he does, he milk his sheep and he insists to give the drink of milk to his two elder parents before his own children. His own children will run after him. Abba, I'm hungry. Not before my parents. My parents come first. He did something really that you don't have to do, quite frankly. But out of this, one day he lost one of these sheep. He came late. Imagine this. He came after midnight. His parents are old. They want to sleep. Old people. He milked the sheep and he refused to give his children their dinner. He carried the milk on his hand and he stood up the whole night waiting for them to wake up. And his children are crying. Imagine. Al-Muslim being dutiful to the parents. I take her to IHOP every Mother's Day. Ya Habibi, IHOP. I give her flowers. That's al-birr. This is al-birr. This is one style of al-birr. Imagine. Fada'a. Ya Rab. And by the way, he was not counting on the act. He was counting on Allah's acceptance. Ya Rab, if you accepted this from me, move that rock. The second man, fitnatun nisa. Someone who loved his cousin. شوف الرجل هذا يقول إيه كنت أحبها أشد ما يحب الرجال النساء. تعرف العشق هذا زي روميو وجولييت وكليوباترا وأنطونيو. تعرف some people we read in history that some guy he's supposed to be like a king and because he loves a certain woman he would say no I don't want I want to be with that woman I want to be with my love. We call it lustful love. Imagine, her father refused to give her in marriage to him. I'm not going to have you. The danger of al-ishq is if you don't get the person. You go crazy. وَذَلِكْ التَّغْرِيبِ. يقول لك, leave town. Go somewhere else. Don't stay in that town where this person is. Leave. Go somewhere else. Imagine, he was wealthy. His cousin came to him because her and her husband ran into financial crisis and she needed some financial help. My cousin, can you help us? Yeah, I can, but I want you now.
I want you now. Ah, finally. Imagine this. شوف الحديث يقول لك قعد منها كما يقعد الرجل من المرء. Imagine this position. He is too close. But this woman, subhanallah, this lady said, اتق الله. Fear Allah. This is haram. This is unlawful. شوف فقمت عنها. Here I stood up. When she reminded me to fear, I left. Like Yusuf kid. شوف يقول لك again. يا رب, if you accepted this from me, يا رب. شوف أعمال المال wealth. شوف هذا الحديث. أنا I have never seen somebody so honest like this in my life. الرجل business man, he used to hire people to work for him. فهي had a system that I give a daily wage. You work for me, you get $10 a day. Some worker thought that he's going to get according to production. So he kept working more than anybody else. He thought that he's going to get twice if he produces more. But at the end of the day, he's giving the wage. So he came to this, yeah, I worked more. I want more. I said, no, that is not the deal here. The agreement is daily wage. He said, keep it. And he left. Anybody would say, Baraka ya Jama. Imagine this businessman kept the wage of this man, and he infests that wage for this worker. For years, imagine that wage, Allah placed so much blessing in it, that wage ended up to be valley of animals. So this worker years, 20, 30 years later, he ran into financial crisis. عندنا في مصر بيقول لك ايه الخواجه لما بيفلس بيدور في الايه. When you go bankrupt, you always look at what? Who owes me money? Oh, this guy. So he came to him and he said, yeah, هذا, give me my wage, please. Give me those two handfuls. He said, come. And he took him to the top of the house. He said, you see that valley of animals? It's all yours. That's your money. بالله عليك. فتنة. فهكذا يا إخوة. قدم عملا قبل الدعاء. If you want Allah to accept you tonight, present something. And one of the things that you can help us out, brothers and sisters in Islam, our goal this Ramadan is $250,000. 200,000 tonight and 50 the night of the 29th, inshallah, because we still owe $75,000 for this property. We owe $25,000 towards the property tax of the Colfax, and we owe $50,000. Imagine $150,000 going to come out of our account by the end of June. So by the end of June, yani, supposedly tomorrow, after tomorrow, this weekend, yani, Monday. So if you want to help us out, you know, we've been working hard. It's tough sometimes. I travel a lot to bring some resources from out of state. But normally in Ramadan, people keep their causes for their own causes. You know, you don't go to another masjid because everybody want to raise funds. So we're relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, thumma, on your generosity tonight, that you come with that intention and help our cause, inshallah. I understand that, you know, we promised last year that we'll do that parking lot. But when we ran into that financial crisis with the plaza, that person took us to the court and he wanted us to sign on usury kind of loan. And we said no, and we brought this Muslim brother to buy him out and the bank. The brother was short of $150,000. So we actually gave him $130,000 to be accurate. $130,000, not $50,000. $130,000 from the fundraising last year. So we're supposed to prepare this parking lot, but we'll do it inshallah. But instead, I wrote a list of things that we done. You can go and visit these out there in the renovation in the building. We renovated the women wudu. We have a women wudu like the men wudu. We have a daycare right now. Inshallah, in a month it will be open. And it's licensed by the state, by the Colorado Education Department, that it's completely, it's according to code. We have a playground in the back. Some of you do not see it. Almost $10,000 playground because it's one of the requirements for the daycare. We renovated the classrooms, the KG room upstairs. The kitchen, we kind of, you know, improved it a little bit. It's still not complete. But these are some of the things that we've done. We expect you to come tonight, inshallah, and help us out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hopefully that act will come before the dua which we'll make tonight, inshallah. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم لا تحرمنا خيرها اللهم لا تحرمنا خيرها يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا ودعاءنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اكتبنا من هؤلاء الذين يرحمون ويعتقون من النار في هذا الشهر الكريم يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.